Joining us live is University of Utah Professor of Middle Eastern Studies, Amos Giora. Professor, this speech in Saudi Arabia is quite ambitious. Tell us a little bit more.
Good morning to you. I think ambitious is a good word. I think uncertain is another word. It's not exactly clear what the thrust is, what the intent is, and exactly who the intended audience is and who will be told what. And I think that lack of certainty or lack of clarity, for me, probably best defines this very complex and very complicated four-country, eight-day trip. You know, as well as I do, that most American presidents, their initial foray outside of the United States is that easy trip to Canada or Mexico. President Trump's first trip is Saudi Arabia, Israel, Belgium, Italy. Wherever he goes, there are political landmines that one is going to have to be very careful to avoid stepping on.
What do you think he can possibly say? I know he wants to talk about Islam in Saudi Arabia, but red flags are, you know, in my mind, are just going off all over the place.
Couldn't agree with you more. His rhetoric as candidate Trump about Islam, for me, was over the top. And now to come to the heart of an Islamic country, I don't know if he wants to step back from that or he wants to embrace the Saudis, and we need to also be honest about the Saudis. You know, Wahhabism, that form of extreme Islam, comes from Saudi Arabia. So it is in many ways an odd place to give an odd speech.
So he'll have, and not just the Saudis will be there, but I understand that there will be leaders from some, 45, 50 Muslim nations will be there in Saudi Arabia when he speaks.
Absolutely. And, you know, all foreign leaders spend not 24 hours a day, but 25 hours a day reading the tea leaves of American presidents. And again, in the context of his statements about Islam and the quote-unquote Islam ban in terms of, you know, who can and can't travel in the United States, it's not like he's going to a place, a Muslim country, that is ready to embrace an American president who has been very clear about how he views Muslims and Islam. And in that sense, I think to begin a foreign trip, his first foreign trip, particularly for a president who, you know, to be polite about it, is not steeped in the rules of international diplomacy, it's a very complicated, and I'm not really sure why to begin with that. And from there, he goes to Israel, which is, you know, he, as candidate Trump, promised to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and the right wing in Israel and for American Jews from the political right, they embraced Trump as he was going to be the very opposite of Obama. And it's pretty clear 120 days into his presidency that on the issues that are important to the right in Israel and for right wing American Jews, that President Trump is not the same as candidate Trump.
What do you think about, if I could switch to Iran really quickly, the fact that they've got a presidential election going on over there, how has politics changed in Iran to the point where does the president really have any sort of say in a very, you know, strongly religious country like Iran?
Interesting question. There seems to be a dichotomy there because you're absolutely right that Iran, the ruling mullahs, dictate the terms. But I do think that a president has the ability, if he's strong, right, has the ability to counter the mullahs and probably has more say in terms of international policy than the mullahs do. And if you think, we'll go back to President Obama's administration, when Obama makes the deal with the Iranians in terms of, you know, their nuclear capabilities, I think that it was a reflection of an Iranian president who was willing to understand the realities of how sanctions had impacted Iran and that the Iranians needed to come to the table. Whether that will continue, you know, time will tell. And obviously what complicates it is candidate Trump had been extremely critical of Obama's deal with the Iranians. It seems that President Trump is taking a different perspective of the Iranian deal. Again, there's the dissonance between candidate Trump and President Trump.
Boy, we'll watch what's going to happen this weekend, Professor, and perhaps speak with you to see what does take place. Thank you, Professor of Middle Eastern Studies, Amos Giora, with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.